After more than 50 years, the Myrick Park Zoo closed in 2007. With management by the Myrick Hixon Eco Park Board and financial support from several Rotary clubs, sponsors hope to reopen the zoo in 2009 with animals found in Wisconsin. But costs proved higher than first estimated, so now a new interactive natural park will open instead, without animals. Executive Director Jeff Sue says the park will cost half the amount in capital and operation costs than a new zoo would.
We found that when we've been able to tell the whole story, the reasons behind it, the financial reasons, the whole steps leading up to our decisions, that people have been very receptive.
Still, many people are disappointed. Andrea Richmond is with the La Crosse City Council. She says she was concerned when she heard a new zoo wasn't in the offing, since some of the startup money came from the city. She's warmed up to the interactive park idea, but encouraged planners to go slow.
I think you need to sell this to the community first before you go ahead with concerts and other things that are going to be going on.
And Sharon Hampson of La Crosse says a new zoo isn't feasible.
We can't have everything we want. We can't have a thriving zoo. We don't have the space, we don't have the money. And that's the disappointment to everybody involved.
The interactive park is slated to open in 2013. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.